Welcome to Purely Being Guided Meditations and step 4 in our Making a Mental Paradise series. In this series, I'm guiding you through foundational practices in order to help you create a mental paradise within. Now, today, we are evoking the power of touchstones. In essence, a touchstone is something you can think about that brings you back to your center. It's an idea, person, place, song, item, word, or experience that allows you to remember who you are, essentially connecting you to your highest, clearest, most aligned perspective. I'm going to share some of my own touchstone practices and then give you some time to make a list of your own, using them as tuning forks for inner sunshine and clear, bright energy. Take a deep breath in and release it with a big sigh. Relax. Let go. Softening throughout your body, relaxing completely. Taking another deep, full body breath in and exhale it again with a big sigh. Relaxing even deeper. Just let yourself go inwards. Dropping all thought. And simply feeling. Just notice. Be the spacious sky. The innocent, effortless, open expanse. Take one more deep cleansing breath in through your nose, filling up from your toes to the top of your head, pausing, and release it with a big loud sigh. Wonderful. Now, you likely have hundreds or maybe even thousands of touchstones in your toolbox, just waiting to be recognized and used by you. To help you get your juices flowing, here are some of mine. And it might be helpful to have your journal or your notes app nearby in order to write down any ideas that occur to you as they arise. I personally have many different mantras and affirmations in my toolbox to correspond with different circumstances and states. For example, when I catch myself caught up in mental chatter, I say a short poem from Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Being Peace. Breathing in, I calm my body. Exhaling, I smile. Living in this present moment. This is a wonderful moment. When things in my life don't work out as planned or seem like they're taking a turn for the worse, I say something I learned from Abraham Hicks. Everything is always working out for me. When I'm in physical or emotional pain, I'll say, "This too shall pass. The sun will shine again." Because it always does. When I start to worry, I remind myself, all is well. There is no problem here. It's all working out. When I'm expecting the worst, I wonder, what if it was easy or went better than I expected? What if I had a lot of fun? And I do my best to start to picture these alternate outcomes that feel good. And when I'm feeling off balance or down on myself, I'll stop and say, I'm doing really well. Now, the second big touchstone is gratitude. Gratitude is an active touchstone practice. As you focus on what is currently warming your heart, making you smile, adding value to your life, going well, and feeling good, no matter how small. I generally fill one whole page of my journal with everything that currently feels really good, and I start it off with the words, I love, or I appreciate, at the top of the page, and then just let it flow. And finally, there are often a few things that just always seem to feel good or lift the soul. And for me, it's thinking about certain people, pets, books, movies, memories, foods, quotes, places in the world, and dreams that I have. And I'm always adding to that list. When I do think about and focus on these things, I immediately feel vitalized and more clear energetically. I often ask myself, what feels like sunshine and fresh air and clean water? And whatever it is in that moment, it might be the leaves of a tree or the morning cocoa I'm drinking, I focus there. And then I might even ask myself things like, why do I love this so much? Why does this feel so good? Just so I can soak in the frequency a little bit longer and gather some momentum. After a minute or two of doing this, I start to feel amazing. And it's clear very quickly that I'm on a whole new track and timeline where everything starts to come back into alignment. Nothing feels like a problem anymore. And I know exactly what to do. That's the power of raising your frequency. And touchstones are one of those hidden keys for moving energy. Now let's turn it to you. Grab some paper, your journal if you can, your notes app on your phone if that's what's accessible, and just start writing. What are some of your touchstones? There's no pressure to write them all down here right now. Even just getting the ball rolling, thinking of one or two is perfect. The things that feel genuinely and robustly wonderful to you. Those fresh air, clean water, sunshine things. You can draw them or jot them down in point form. Maybe even writing a sentence or two about each one and why it feels so good to you. Once you have your list started, all that's left is to start using them actively and thinking about them more often in your day-to-day reality. Especially in moments where you catch yourself starting to spiral or you feel your mood drop. These are the perfect moments to call in your touchstones, and the quicker you remember to, the easier it'll be to pivot and revitalize your mental energy. There will be some touchstones that work almost all the time, no matter how often you use them, but on occasion fall flat or don't move the needle. And because of this, creativity and the willingness to feel good are essential as you reach for whatever you can find in your energetic vicinity. It could be something like thinking about your favorite food or wondering how cars might look in 100 years. These kinds of soft mental tangents can be touchstones in their own way, and they hold surprising power to shift our inner gears into a fresher, more neutral, positive place. Perhaps take a moment to contemplate what these general neutral topics might be for you. No matter what, I promise you that there will always be a thought, subject, or idea that feels better and can be used in the moment as a touchstone to rise higher into a better feeling state. When you're thinking about the more general things, it could seem boring or simple at first, but these general good feeling places are what help you shift tracks so that you can get to a place where you're more robustly positive and then can be more specific about what you love. Once you're in a state of love, you meet the lover in every other. Everything starts to look beautiful and you connect with the best of everything. And that's where touchstones take you. Talk about paradise. Which leads me to my final point. In order for this to work, you must be willing to see the value in feeling good. It's a powerful moment when you recognize that you gain more from feeling good than you do from holding on to frustration, resentment, sadness. There's a kind of surrender that must occur each time, where you drop your pride, let go of the current emotional energy, turn towards the light, and start walking. I hope you have your list of touchstones now and are excited to spend more of your mental energy focusing on them and using them to calibrate to your authentic home frequency, which is pure, unconditional love. Together, to close our practice, let's take a deep breath in and a big stretch, reaching your arms up, and exhale out, releasing all tension, letting your hands float down through heart center, resting in prayer position at your chest. Just taking a moment to honor and acknowledge yourself. You did so wonderfully today, and you can be so proud of yourself for showing up. You are taking good care of you. That matters. It has a ripple effect across time and space. You are blessing me and every being as you do. Thank you. I hope you have a truly heavenly day, full of delight, new insights, inner sunshine, fresh air, and clean water. With great love from my slice of paradise to yours, Namaste.